crafty old bastard didn't trust a soul.
Except this Sheffield.
Ryan was listening to the vid, but also paying close attention to the room behind the man. It looked like a tech lab with lots of comps, and a stack of rainbow disks was visible in an open desk drawer. There was a window covered with iron bars, and the silhouette of a man holding a long blaster. This was inside the complex they had seen before, the old bastard's private rooms. Pausing to mop sweat off his brow, Silas blew his nose and tucked the cloth away.
I hope that I was able to watch Tanner die screaming for mercy. Maybe the sight will even make my nightmares stop, and I will erase this disc myself. Sleep. Oh God, what I would give for some sleep without dreams of Tanner and his bitch killing me over and over again.
The man slumped and shook as if with fever.
I wish you well, completing the great plan. Once the atmosphere is clean again, normal rain will wash away the radiation, feed crops, and the population will grow quickly. Soon there will be hundreds of thousands of healthy people to become citizens of the new America. Our America. An America of absolute law and order.
Jack curled a lip.
Baron Silas.
The picture of Silas leaned toward the screen.
On a matter of security, Front Royal defied our authority and killed our representative, Major Overton. As soon as you have killed Dr. Tanner, assuming that I did not, then I strongly suggest you melt the Ville into the ground. It would not be wise to let the word spread that anybody challenged our authority and lived.
Think the Ville is still there?
Trying to control the fury within, Ryan merely shrugged. There was no way of knowing if Front Royal still stood, or was only a smoking hole in the ground. Hopefully, the unexpected death of Silas and the hunt for the companions screwed up the plans of the Blues. There may still be a chance of saving his ancestral home. Load in another reason to ace the Blues. The vid of the old man paused for a few moments, as if to allow Sheffield to write down the idea, then continued.
Now, a couple of suggestions. Never let the people know where you keep the computers that control the dish. Always make somebody else your public ruler of the baronies. Let any assassin go after him, and you can rule forever as the power behind the throne of New America.
There was a long pause.
I guess that is all. Good luck, William. Godspeed.
The picture on the monitor flickered.
Greetings.
With a fast jab, Doc hit the escape key, and the vid disc stopped, frozen in the middle of a word.
Arranged for his own successor, but only told the man bits and pieces of how things work to keep him faithful. What a paranoid.
JB grinned.
I liked hearing about the nightmares. Seems as if they were driving him insane from lack of sleep.
Good.
Dad, if this Sheffield isn't here, then maybe Silas never gave him the password.
Ryan nodded.
Makes sense, which means we're probably safe inside the redoubt.
Starving, but safe, although it's something of a comfort to know a horde of Blues isn't coming our way.
Doc twisted the handle of his stick and drew a few inches of steel into view, only to slam it closed again.
Good thing you killed him when you did, or else he would have marched an army of Blues in here and slaughtered us like sheep.
Ryan had no response for the comment. You killed an enemy on sight. That was just common sense. He never could understand the Sekhmen and Barons who played games and gave chances to their prisoners. Raw stupidity. Chill and live. It was as simple as that. He took a seat.
So what now? Should we leave or stay?
Kill Blues? What mean leave?
There's no food here. In a few days we'll start to sicken and couldn't fight fish in a barrel. But maybe we can find food at another redoubt. Blasters, wags, everything we need.
We could also end on the other side of the continent. By the time we get back here, this Sheffield will finish that wall and be surrounded by hundreds of Sekhmen. Never stop him then.
I strongly recommend against a jump. We need some time to get back on our feet. It always makes us sick, and after 3 days without food, it might kill some of us.
Jack's stomach rumbled.
Food.
Good. That was exactly the response Ryan had wanted. The message from Silas had taken some of the fuel from their engines, but now they were standing tall once more.
Then we're agreed. Okay. We search this whole place again, and I mean search from the periscope to the reactor. Break open every closet, every desk and footlocker. See if there's anything to eat in this place. And I mean anything. Use chewing gum, herbal soap, cigars, carpenter's glue, anything at all. There has got to be some food here, and we're going to find it.
His belly rumbling, Ryan headed for the elevator.
Come on, let's rip this bastard place apart.
Hands held behind his back, Sheffield was pacing the throne room in deep thought.
Ash storms, Muti attacks. I can't be bothered with this trivia. I'm so close to victory. I know how to operate the Mattrans unit. I know where the rest of the food and ammo are hidden. I just can't get to them.
Colette was sitting on the edge of a table with one boot on the floor and the other dangling in the air.
Because he never gave you the entry code. The code to the redoubt, that is. I assume it isn't the same code that opens the door to the Quonset hut?
Rad, no. The entry code is the last piece of information. The white coat dangled it in front of me like a worm on a hook.
Can't we blast a way in or dig?
Standing still, Sheffield looked at the woman. It was time to tell her the truth.
They're nuke-proof.
She gawked.
What?
The redoubts are nuke-proof. Pre-dark bunkers full of military stores and supplies.
Shitfire!
Then the sec chief stood.
We must gain entry!
The Baron waved that away.
Impossible. The keypad has 10 numbers and 26 letters. I worked the calculator program on the computer in the lab. He was teaching me for a while, until I started to learn too much, and discovered that there are over 1 million combinations for the code.
Colette rubbed her nose, fingering the broken ridge of bone.
Millions. And it would take years to tap in every one.
She then tilted her head.
Do you still have the list?
Dropping into his chair, Sheffield regarded the woman.
An interesting idea. Send somebody to the redoubt and have him tap in codes off the list. Probably won't work. But it's only one man, and worth the risk.
A man we can trust. Once inside, he becomes dangerous. Know anybody we can trust?
You, perhaps?
Sensing danger, Colette switched tactics and laughed while undoing her blouse, then her bra.
I'm of much greater service here, my lord.
Amused, Sheffield watched as she fondled her breasts, the nipples hardening almost immediately.
Two men. A slave to do the work, an executioner in case he succeeds.
Very wise, my lord.
Colette unfastened her gun belt and eased it onto the table. Her pants slid to the floor, and she was wearing nothing underneath. Sheffield chuckled, zipping his trousers.
Just a gaudy slut at heart. I should bring some slave girl in. If you do her, I know you hate that. But you'd do it anyway for me. Wouldn't you?
Standing quietly in the corner, two young women waited for the commands to join the Baron and his lover. One was pale and trembling, a virgin to sex of any kind. The other was swarthy and silently wept, knowing that any sound would mean a whipping.
Yes, it is vile. Disgusting. But ask and I'll do it. Anything you wish.
Drawing his hand cannon, Sheffield placed it on a nearby table and motioned her closer. He growled deep in his throat, spreading both knees wide.
Come here, bitch. Crawl to me and beg for it.
Dropping to the floor, the sec chief submissively approached her baron, licking her lips. Her long blonde hair hid most of her face, but her eyes stared hungrily from amid the golden cascade, and she growled. Sheffield watched as she knelt before the throne and took him fully into her mouth, lips and tongue striving to please him. Soon he was breathing hard, his hips bucking, driving the flesh harder into her mouth. Suddenly he pushed her away. Standing, he removed the rest of his clothing.
Oh no, not yet, woman. I have something else in mind for today.
Colette begged from the floor, wiping her wet mouth with the back of a hand.
Do it! Don't ask, just do it!
In blind lust, the Baron lifted her off the floor by a breast, squeezing hard to make her whimper. Colette moaned in agony and raked her nails across his chest and along his throbbing manhood, tracing along the shaft until he cried out.